Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Let's see how good you guys are.
Okay.
If you have two 20-year-olds in the car with you, and you're driving home from a concert at, like, say, 11 p.m.,
okay,
where must you stop, Warren?
At a fast food restaurant.
It's correct.
It's correct. That's the idea.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, so okay, far, all right, he's getting there. He's
so
getting
far,
there.
So good.
So warmed up to that. So
I'm going to guess which one?
If it's your kids, they probably like food that's spicy a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say, what would there be like spicy? Not spaghetti.
No.
Like tacos or burritos or
at midnight, something. You're going to go get some spaghetti.
Yeah, that is a weird one. Yeah. Especially at a fast food restaurant.
Yeah, I know. I was just trying to, you know what I'm saying.
Taco Bell is correct, yeah.
Oh, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, yeah, yeah.
I was going to say Taco Time.
I was going to say Dick's Hamburgers.
There's
I don't believe they're open at that hour, but
what time?
Know, like at 11 p.m.?
Oh, yeah. They used to be.
You don't know that.
No, they used to be open all night until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
I don't know about that clientele at 3 a.m. at Dick's.
Yeah. Sam.
Yeah, so yeah, you know, it's been a minute since I've had that Taco Bell midnight run.
How was it?
Sad to say, it was fantastic. I wouldn't mind doing it every night.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know if that's recommended, but, you know.
So then happy to say.
Oh, man, happy to say that it was great at the moment. Three tacos at 11 p.m. is probably too many. I'm just going to say, guys.
Yeah. Not for your boys.
Oh, no, they wouldn't even blink at that. That's a warm
good start.
Up. That's a warm up for the meal.
Those
are you kidding
herbs.
Me? Yeah. Yeah. 10 p.m., Monty, it closes.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
Used to be open. I mean, when Cruising Riverside was a thing.
Yeah.
They were open
go.
All night.
Yeah. Times have changed. I don't know if you've heard that saying.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick question here on Hot Topics. How many guys, Bruce, how many times or how many guys do you go to coffee with? Total number of guys, approximately.
Oh, golly. You go two times.
I go twice.
You have two different groups.
Yes, there's a 10 of us group, and then there's a 20 of us group.
So probably 30 all semi-retired guys, you would say?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
30 guys. How many have a new hip?
Oh, golly.
Oh, shoot.
Let's see, Mike, me.
Wait, you know this information?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? They're having coffee together. You don't think that they know how many hips there are?
Oh, okay. That's a requirement?
Of course it is, Steve.
At least two of us. I don't
things
know,
to look forward
more.
To, Steve.
I got to know your medical history.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, you got to talk about that.
Steve, it's something we talk about.
I mean, you went to coffee every week with the same people.
Yeah.
You're going to pretty much discuss everything. You run out of stuff, otherwise.
You know what they ate? You know what they drink?
When one of them's gone for 4 days or 5 days, you think, what's he doing?
You better
getting
change.
A new hip.
Wrong way. I like Kevin. Is he sick?
Yeah, we haven't heard, but is he still okay? Or, oh, yeah, he's just getting a hip. Okay. Just curious. I don't know. It just feels like there's a lot of hips these days.
Yeah, there is. Hips and knees.
A lot.
Yeah.
Just, so would they technically be hipsters?
Clearly, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like a lot of new hips these days. Like there's a big sale.
Open up, bump.
And Don Williams, he's had two knees now.
Two knees.
It's bionic, basically. He's a $7 million man.
Steve is like, I can't believe these guys are actually.
Yeah.
So adjusted cost of living, how much would the $7 million man be worth now?
Oh, golly.
$6 million man?
Or six, was it 6 million?
Yeah. How much would it do? Inflation?
Five, whatever it was.
Oh, $6 million man's got to be worth twice as much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gonna be a $12 million man.
Yeah, that's just one arm.
Yeah, right.
Where are you hurting?
Everywhere. Is there something in your house that you can never find? Like you're always like, where did I put the...
A flashlight.
Flashlight? Oh, wow.
But I mean, I've got dozens of them and I end up finding it.
Yeah. But and then sometimes, because people are always like, well, don't you just use the flashlight on your phone? Well, yeah, that's fine, but it's also not bright enough for a lot of things.
Yeah,
it's kind of...
I did find my headlamp one the other day. I was so excited. I'd forgotten that I even had it.
Yeah.
And it was weird because it was where it was supposed to be in the toolbox. And I was like, oh, that's where it's supposed to be. That's
weird.
There it is.
Wait, back up. You have a toolbox?
Easy, Monty.
Sometimes there's actually tools in it.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
I actually have three toolboxes, but sometimes there's actually tools in them.
Wait, I thought you were doing the s'mores with the toolbox.
Well, that's a different one. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Barbecue toolbox. I don't know.
s'mores, the new thing is it's a tackle box, technically.
Oh.
And they have, you just put all your s'more stuff in it. So it's like when you want to go make s'mores, you just grab the tackle box.
Oh.
And you can carry them all out to the fire or whatever.
Well,
you open
I
it up, there's
that.
Graham crackers in one spot, marshmallows fit in the bottom, chocolate, and it's all in a little organized thing.
How about that, Bruce?
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually.
We just have ours in a bag.
Did Denise do that for you?
Of course. Yeah. No, yeah. I did that. That was all my idea. Clearly.
Okay.
I can't find the out in my shop, I can't find the remote for my radio.
Oh, wow.
And I put it, I remember when I put it where it is,
mm-hmm.
I thought I'm going to put it there because I'll always
You'll
know
never
where it's
forget.
I don't have
is.
A clue where I left it.
Currently, I'm missing a set of side cutters, so I don't know where they're at.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Remember
Bruce,
the day we came over for pictures, Monty?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, Warren took your side cutters.
Oh, I got you. I bought them after that.
What can't you find, Bruce?
Most of the time, can't find my phone.
You just set it down.
I set it down, and
you don't put it in your pocket.
Do you?
Well, when I go outside,
so do you? You never put it on silent, right?
Sometimes.
Okay,
well, it's on silent now.
At home.
Yeah.
No, but
by
at
the
home,
time
yeah.
I get home, I hope I remember to throw it back on.
That's where the problem comes.
Have Chris call it.
That's what I'm getting at. Well, so if you bought it on silent,
but it was still on silent.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could do that. You have Find My iPhone, or do you not have a?
I can't find nothing.
Just a wreck.
Bruce does not have Find My Flip Phone.
Yeah.
Find my flip phone.
When Bruce can't find his way to Deer Park for coffee, there's going to be trouble.
Have problems. Yeah. Gosh dang it, Bruce. Well, you know what? We'll show you how to use Find My iPhone.
Oh, okay.
Just for fun. Just for the heck of it. To see how that goes.
Oh, no reason behind it. Just
get him some AirTags. Yeah. That should work well.
Oh, yeah. You know what those are, Bruce?
No, thank you.
Well, it's like a... Remember the clapper?
Oh, yeah.
Where you could
clap
stuff on and off. It's like an AirTag kind of like helps you find stuff. You don't have to.
You put it on, like it's like a keychain type thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Or a button you can
glue push.
On.
Yeah.
Instead of clapping, can take my gun out and shoot it.
Boom.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, you could do that.
Redneck, find my iPhone.
Waste of money, but yeah, you could do it.
Fire my weapon and my phone rings.
Yeah.
Big 99.
I don't.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yesterday.
Kevin James.
All my troubles seem so far away.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hold time.
Hey, it's time to check the polls, you guys.
Oh, it's poll time.
It's poll time.
Oh, it's your favorite. Like poll time.
Twitter polls are available for you on guess what?
Twitter.
X. Fooled you.
Fooled you.
Let's see what we came up with for this week. Oh, I forgot to post that last one. Oh, I'll post it right now.
You have a post-it?
Well, I didn't post that last one. Let's see. What was Monday's date? 13th. All right. On May 15th, 14th, 13th. Can you be cool if you tuck your T-shirt into your jeans?
What about us?
I'm just asking the questions.
Yes.
Warren says yes. Bruce.
Yes.
Monty.
Yeah, yes.
Mm.
If you're working around the house and you don't want stuff.
I'm sorry to tell you guys. The answer's no.
What?
Yeah.
I can't stand my shirt not being tucked in.
How is that more comfortable?
If I'm working the beehives, I'm tucked in.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't the question. The question is, can you be cool?
Yeah.
As in, is temperature cool or just cool?
Well, that's up for interpretation, maybe.
Yeah. If you were thinking about temperature, we already know the answer. Yes, Bruce?
Well, how come some guys come out now as inventing a shirt that you don't tuck in? Can't you just wear your old T-shirt and not tuck it in?
Yes, you could. Yes, you could. Some T-shirts are just very square, so they're supposed to be a little bit more form-fitting and stuff. So I'm sure you're concerned.
I am.
Yeah,
it's obvious.
68% said, no, you cannot be cool if you tuck your shirt in your T-shirt into your jeans.
I don't give a doggone what they say.
You tell them, Warren.
Yeah, get them, Warren. Do you think dogs' paws smell like Fritos?
Bruce.
I don't know. I haven't had a dog in 10 years.
Okay,
20
so
years,
you don't know. You don't remember.
Don't,
yeah, yeah.
I don't remember.
Monty, you have six dogs, four dogs, I guess.
Yeah,
no.
They, all of them. Well, I don't first of all, don't go around smelling their paws.
Yeah, I mean, I think when people like cuddle them, sometimes or pick them up or hold them, which I don't. I have large dogs. We don't do any picking up of large dogs.
Yeah, I don't smell the Frito thing.
You just shower with them. That's all you do.
That is true.
It's true.
I don't smell their paws while we're showering together.
Yeah.
Hmm. So no, you don't know.
No, I don't. They don't smell like Fritos. Okay. No.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, you can't smell anything.
No.
That's right.
But I remember when I was could smell.
You remember what a Frito smells like?
I do.
Yeah.
And puppies, to me, their breath always smelled like grape Kool-Aid.
Really?
I know that isn't what we're talking about.
Oh, no, but that goes on the poll. Hold on a second. I mean, that one has to be written down.
I wonder why that is.
Okay, hold on. Oops. It is a distinct smell warmed. I have never heard grape Kool-Aid before. Does puppy breath, smell like grape Kool-Aid? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. I don't think you're getting any help from this room.
Oh,
anyway.
Oh yeah, or oh, no?
Yeah, more like, oh, no. All right, it's up on the poll right now. You can check out all our polls on Twitter or X if you prefer. You can just go for the Jay and Kevin show.
Is that it on the poll?
Oh, no, we have many more.
Okay,
I just had to get that one on there while I remembered. I mean, I'm not going to usually remember that weirdness, but thank you, Warren.
Yeah, sure.
Poll time.
Do you eat hot dogs cold? Yes or no, Bruce?
I don't like to sometimes.
Yeah, like if you're desperate.
Yeah.
But no is the answer
for
you.
Like them heated
I heard Steve Hawk say that he does.
He does. Kevin does too, yeah.
Oh, yeah? I have. Yeah. I prefer not to.
But you don't normally. Yeah. Okay, so you'd like it more Monty?
Not a chance.
No, yeah. I think that's good. No, that's gross. 82.6%.
Said yes?
No, that's gross.
Oh, no,
that's gross. Yeah, no, that's gross. So.
But yeah, you eat bologna cold.
Right. Yeah.
Weird.
But only if you have your T-shirt tucked into your jeans.
You've never had bologna, Jay.
I have not had bologna, no.
What?
Nor will I, no.
It's Midwest
it's gross. Why? Just look at it. It doesn't even look like meat.
Oh, it's delicious.
It is. Do you like it,
Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Bologna and mayonnaise.
You don't even know, Steve.
No.
I know.
Do you roll or fold your clean socks, or neither? You got your socks that come out of the dryer. Uh-huh. You're going to put them in your drawer, I would imagine, unless you're just going to leave them on the bed or whatever.
Just roll the top together.
Roll the top together.
Yeah. Kind of a tuck and roll there.
Do a little, okay, roll. Yeah. No. What do you, Bruce?
Get them out flat and flip them in
fold
half.
Fold them in half and then stack them. Yeah.
Don't they get all messed up in the drawer?
Well, no.
Well, okay.
I'm with you, Warren. Wow. If I put them in my drawer that way, they're going to come out. There's just going to be single socks everywhere. I don't know what they're doing in there.
I've got too many socks. I need to throw some away.
I've heard about it.
Give them to the will of good or something.
Mm-hmm. Roll at 47, fold at 35, neither at 17, which is intriguing. I don't know what the other option is.
Huh.
Rolled full or just
throw them in a pile? Throw them in a pile in the
corner. I guess if they're all the same, you know, if you don't have to match them.
Have you ever seen the socks that are designated right, left?
No.
I don't believe I have.
No. I wonder if I have a pair.
No.
Or the kind that go over your toes. Ooh, that's weird.
Oh, toe socks?
Yeah. Ooh.
No, they make socks like mainly athletic, dry fit kind of socks, and it has an R and an L on it because they're kind of more shaped to your foot.
Okay.
Oh. You ever seen those, Monty?
I have not.
Oh, you and Bruce? No. Bruce, what are you talking about? You've got those shin-high white socks with green and yellow stripe on them.
And the cutoffs.
I bet.
With the belt.
The jorts.
Yeah, with the belt.
Suspenders.
I bet Peter does because he works out so much.
Steve's dad?
Yeah.
He probably seen him. Well, my wife always laughs because she's like, you can't tell the difference. If you put the right on the left. So intentionally, she will grab them and put the right on the left and the left on the right just because she knows it bothers me. It's kind of a woman I'm dealing with, guys.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
But yet you wear your headphones left and right opposite.
Well, I have to on this because the cord is in the way. Yeah. Otherwise, it would go across.
Well, plus we have to have the volume set on an even number.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. That's normal, Warren.
Is it normal? Good.
Heck yeah.
Whole time.
Not so much.
TV volume's got to be on an even number or fives. Bruce, you don't do that?
No.
Are you?
Man, I can't
turn
stand
it up
it.
To where I can hear it. I don't care what the numbers are.
Have you been taken over by Satan? What is...
Now, if it lands on 13, now I got to change that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're an elitist when it comes to numbers. Yeah. I see how you are.
Yeah.
Dude, I thought you of all people would be like, nope, evens and fives. Please tell me you're evens.
Yeah, even or five.
Thank you, Monty.
Same way.
My gosh.
Five.
What?
Well, fives, you know, denominations of five.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Which is dumb because I don't know. Well, it's not evens, but yeah.
Same way, Jay. I have the same
way. Well, because 17 is a weird number to have your volume on. Yeah. Or 36 or something. It's weird.
Yeah. Gotta be
for the longest time, Jay. I was in increments of 7, but then I switched to 5 because of you.
Thank you.
No, I didn't.
Well, yeah, a lot of the shows we watch, I have to have it on 44.
What?
So you go 44, not 45? No, you can't do that either.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No, you can't do that one. If it's 44, you have to go to 45.
You have to go up the one.
You're all out of your minds. Well, no, but I'm talking about twos.
I am talking about twos, but let me explain how this works to you.
The fives take the precedent.
40, 42, 44.
I understand, but I'm telling you that once you get to a certain level, you have to then go to, like, if you can't have a 44, you got to go 45. You just have to.
The fives take the precedent.
Because the number is so high at that point, you got to go to 45.
I didn't know that.
No, I mean, you're not going to, like, die of some tragic illness if you go 44.
It's actually a Washington state law. So
I might try that, but I don't know if I can do
it. Oh, it's a Washington state law? Well, then you also have to pay taxes on it.
100%.
I might try, but I don't know if I can do it. All right. I don't know if I can do it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The answer is we say the words thank you about 6 times a day.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin. Thank you. Thank you. Uh-huh.
Kevin James.
Mine usually involves the word you, but it's not always thank.
Oh.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin's. Clip of the day. Oh, I forgot to ask Steve, did we get a clip of the day today?
Oh, yes.
Okay, Kevin's been up late sending in clips.
Oh, has he? Yeah. Oh.
Kevin back on Monday.
Monday.
Clip of the day.
Can't trust that day.
Yeah. So we all know Carrie Carpenter, right? No?
Carrie Carpenter.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
No. Okay, no, I guess we don't. He's a left fielder for the Detroit Tigers.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. Yeah, of course.
That's right. Yep. So this
that was hilarious. You guys all know Carrie Carpenter, right? Anyway, back to the left field.
I'm camping.
That was out
way
of left
out in
field.
Left field. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good. So this is, he was mic'd up, I guess, for a game.
Oh, I love it.
And this was an interaction that he had with a fan.
I'll sign it then.
I need to make my sister jealous.
What did he want him
did
to
sign? Did you hear what he said?
No. I need to make my sister jealous.
Yeah. Can you sign my bat? I need to make my sister jealous.
That's hilarious. I love that.
And then he's like, yeah, I'll sign your bat.
Yeah, well done. What's your sister's name? I'll write it on your bat.
Yeah.
That's great.
You know, it's always fun because usually when players are mic'd up, they're usually the entertaining players.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And then they kind of maximize that opportunity.
Absolutely, knowing they're wearing a mic. Yeah. Sure, yeah.
And they also warn other players, hey, I'm mic'd up.
That's a good thing, yeah. By the way, let's not have our normal conversation. I'm on mic, yeah. I love that. By the way, before we get out of here in a few minutes, in fact, we'll probably do it next. We'll qualify somebody for the prize of the day for the month of May. And today's prize is Megan Maroney tickets at Riverfront Park. So anyway, we'll do that in just a second. I did have a couple other polls we need to get to here, so let's get to them.
Poll time.
If you found out you won $2 million, would the first thing you do plant some onions?
Probably.
Bonte, yes.
Yeah.
Bruce?
No.
That's a bit odd, but yeah.
No reason to. No.
Grab
some.
The guy in Idaho that won $2 million last week, his wife came running out and said, we just won $2 million. And he goes, no kidding. He goes, then I went back to planting onions because it had to get done.
Well, of course.
Yeah, I mean, you're planting onions.
You're
in the middle of something. You don't just run off willy-nilly and go collect your $2
million.
No. Well, no.
You finish planting your onions.
$2 million is going to be there when you get done with the onions.
That's thought, yeah. Should producer Steve be a court monitor at Hoop Fest?
Oh, absolutely not.
No.
Oh, not?
Yes. Monty says no.
Whoa. No, that's not a way to get in. Maybe next year after you've seen the
He's not going to be in a kid's court. It'd be an adult's court, so doesn't have to call fouls or anything.
No, I know, but...
Okay.
I mean, you gotta ease into Hoop Fest.
So you're saying easing into Hoop Fest. So you say no. What do you say, Bruce?
Oh, heck yes.
Yeah.
Different opinions here.
Absolutely yes.
Yeah. Outnumbered. Neener.
I don't care.
67% said? Yes, of course he should. Yes. Yeah.
I'd say yes next year, but no.
Too soon.
He's into it.
Nobody asked.
Go down there and yes, they did.
Nobody asked you. Yes, actually, I did. Sorry.
There was an ask there. I heard it.
I saw this survey. They actually did a survey on this, and I thought I'd put it on the poll because I think it would be a grand slam 100%er. They asked Americans, have you ever lost a sock in the laundry?
Well, yeah. Weekly.
Bruce?
I can't remember. Probably.
Oh, gosh. I was going to say, he might be the one. Warren?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Steve? Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, 100% on our poll, too. 100% have lost a sock in the laundry. I'm like, if you haven't, man, tell us the secret.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're all in the dryer vent.
Yeah, duh. I mean, they're dryer heaven.
Yeah.
Didn't you know that? Or sock heaven, I guess.
Under the house. You know, that's where the dryer vent goes.
And lastly, have you ever used a bungee or a zip tie in the last week?
Oh.
Dozens.
Bruce?
Yes.
Warren?
Bunches.
Steve?
Just in the last 2 days.
Yeah. Why do you need to ask?
Steve, so a bungee is a cord that's stretchy.
You know what a zip tie is?
Whatever.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I thought she said improve my bones.
Kevin James.
Not a bad goal, though, honestly.
No. And if you got osteoporosis.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
A couple minutes from now, we'll qualify you for the prize today for the month of May, which is Megan Maroney tickets.
Final thoughts.
Warren, you want to kick it off, or where do you want to go here?
Yeah, I'd like to.
You're kind of double dipping here.
Well, I am, and I apologize for that.
First,
I want to say, if toast always lands butter side down, and a cat always lands on its feet, and you put the toast on the cat's back and then drop the cat, what happens? So anyway.
Worth an experiment.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. And Monty is the man that we're going to do. Okay. So words of the day.
Why was my name mentioned in that sentence?
Yeah, I feel like maybe you would want to do the experiment.
Yeah.
I don't.
No, all right.
I don't believe you. Okay. Producer, Steve, Peter, Barb, who, puzzle, broom, goat, uncle, fly away, raccoon, evaded, hype, 51 inches, Taylor, Kadra, Robin, coffee, bat.
Those are your words from the show today.
The words of the show.
Those,
nice.
Those words were all used on the show. Yeah.
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 Fair enough.
And then, if you missed it, you could either listen to the podcast or just listen to the words, one or the other.
Yeah.
You're now 100% caught up.
Just go right to the end of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's a poem I decided to write for today. And the cadence is a little off. I apologize for that.
Do you want music or any poem music? Or what do you think?
Well, I don't.
Let me see.
Get your 30-minute bed.
Let me try to.
30-minute bed.
30-minute bed. Might be a little long. Let's see. Let's try this, Warren, to see if. I don't know if this will throw you off, though. I don't want to.
I don't know. No, that's okay. That's sure. Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
For you, Steve, Peter and Barb are here in town. They came to see Steve, whom they are proud. He's the producer of the Big 99.9. And listening to him. Oh, I screwed that up. Okay. He's the producer of the big one, and listening to him is so much fun. He's the producer of the Jay and Kevin Show, the best in town, oh, don't you know? Peter and Barb are here to see the producer of the show. His name is Steve.
Oh, wow.
Producer Steve. His name is Producer Steve.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah.
That was good.
Warren, thank you.
That was nice. How do you feel now, Steve?
Yeah.
That's great.
You like that? It's great. Yeah. Seemed under-enthused.
No, it was great. It was nice.
Yeah, where's your poem, Monty?
Yeah, I got one, Jay. I told you earlier.
Yeah, I bet
I got
you
the poem. Final
thoughts.
You want it?
We're going to skip your poem.
Roses are blue. Roses are red. Violets are blue.
Yeah, I know the rest.
I don't have a poem, Jay.
So, yeah. I understand.
Easy.
Easy. Yeah. Brewster.
My turn?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tomorrow, we're having the flea market of the Elk VFW.
Very nice. All right.
If you're out and about,
you're selling fleas, then?
I hope so.
They dance, though.
Dancing fleas, yes.
Dancing fleas would be amazing.
They walk tight ropes. Bruce has taught them to do a lot.
Yeah. On the flea market thing, do people donate?
No, to the
items. The items are donated in, and then you sell them. Or they come in, they've set up booths.
There's booths.
Yeah. I got you.
Yes.
Yeah. Very cool.
Lots of booths.
All right. Very cool. All right. And what's the time again?
Oh, 10 to 5.
10 to 5. All right.
Wow.
Thank you, Brewster. Appreciate that. Always, you guys do good work up there.
PSAs all the time.
I don't care what Monty says. You guys do good work.
I do. I don't say things.
Thoughts.
I guess we're over to you, Montel.
Oh, okay. Well, I was watching the television, which is directly across from me.
Uh-huh.
And apparently there is a Spokane Falls car show tomorrow, in addition to the...
Oh, for the Lilac,
for the Lilac
weekend, yes.
Lilac Delio.
Yes, 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 yes.
So I was just going to say, everybody enjoy the show and the parade tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Jay, Lilac I know weekend. You're going.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Big parade guy.
Yeah, big guy.
Thoughts.
Enjoy the parade.
Thank you.
PSA.
Can't wait. Yes, thank you, Monty. All right, Steve.
Well, Jay's going to need to sleep in after his busy night last night.
Yeah.
We're going to party it up tonight.
Yeah,
it's
man.
The whole thing. So, yeah.
Where are you going?
Don't worry about it.
What time is it?
No, no, no.
What time?
Absolutely not. Steve, do not be bullied into blurting out where we're going for dinner.
You sure? Releasing the information to
Monty. Nobody wants that.
Oh, yeah.
No, sir.
I've got my ways.
Dinner's at 9.
I'll make calls.
Yeah. Yeah. Do not.
Oh, man.
He almost said it. I literally think he'd give him a
hell. I know. No. I was going to start talking really loud.
No. I can keep a secret.
Thank you.
Oh, goodness.
Where are you going?
No, I'm going to stop it. Don't.
We're going to the Thrifty Scotsman in the valley.
Where's dinner? Where's dinner, Steve?
Oh, man. No, we got to do that with Steve Hawk at some point.
That's true. We do. We said we would. We need to, yeah.
Because that's his favorite place.
It is.
No, excited to grab some din-din with all you people. And Parents Weekend, we're going to do some adventuring around the area.
Nice.
So excited to do that.
Yes, Warren.
Producer Steve, could you take a picture of you and your mom and dad, and so we can see it like next Friday?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
With Jay and
Kevin
the whole
kit and caboodle.
Yeah, that'd be. Believe me, my wife is going to be at the dinner.
Oh, never mind.
There will be pictures.
There's going to be pictures.
Lots of them. Yeah, 20 of them posted.
Yeah, I hope your parents aren't against having pictures taken, because then my wife will be, nope, I don't care. It's fine. We're taking pictures.
This is true.
See, we're a very hit or miss picture taking family.
Yeah.
Sometimes we take a lot of them. Sometimes we don't.
Sure.
And
I think that's pretty normal. Yeah.
When actually we were looking for some, or my dad and my stepmom were looking for photos the other day, we had trouble finding some.
Yeah.
And so yesterday my stepmom goes, we don't really have a lot of pictures like together, like just the two of us or whatever. So then we started taking pictures yesterday.
Oh, smart though. Yeah, you got to do it.
Like, yeah, okay.
It's never too late.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And the good news is I did hear that Apple is saying that pictures that you took 10 years ago that you deleted could be populated back into your camera roll now at the new updates. That's got to be fun.
Wow. Oh, my.
Holy peach and gawa.
Fun is one word to describe it.
Yeah, it's not the right word, but yeah, it could be fun.
Jay, final thought.
I'm excited to go to dinner tonight with Steve and his folks and Kev and my wife. We're all going to be there. It's going to be a fun time.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to that. And we were originally going to go on Monday, and then I realized we should go earlier in their visit for a couple of reasons, because I want to, maybe they may have, have you guys been to this place? Yeah. Or, they may have questions about, Bruce, and we can help them decide.
And you've got answers.
Well, I don't. Kevin's really good at it. He's really, really good at this stuff. My wife's pretty good at it, too. I'm kind of terrible at that, but, I'll just be along for the ride, so to speak. Yeah. And then I feel like we'll have a lot more to talk about on Monday's show, because we'll talk about dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You think there'll be some stories tonight?
I would hope so.
Who do you think? Again, it'll be Steve and his dad and his stepmom and me and my wife and Kev.
Yeah.
Who do you think is most likely to do something to embarrass the group? Who do you say, Monty?
Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah, I'd say Kevin.
Steve?
I don't know. I'm pretty... I can cause an embarrassment.
No.
I didn't say awkward.
Well, his is intentional. Mine is unintentional.
That's correct. Oh. Yes, that's very true.
Yeah.
He did text me earlier saying... What did he say? Do I send my list of questions for your parents to you for approval, or just wing it?
Say yes to that.
I would 100% get that list in advance.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm just going to sit back and let him talk. It's going to be so great. For once, I don't have to babysit.
It's true.
It's going to be the best night of my life.
This is true.
My response was, you do you, I guess.
That was wrong. No, you've ruined it now.
Can somebody please mic this?
Yeah.
Let's get a hot mic on this deal.
Get some video coming up.